I need opinions, is the way this one starts. My husband says he doesn't want a party.
Leave him.
For his 50th birthday. Oh. His 50th is coming up, and I don't know.
He doesn't want a birthday party.
Everyone wants me to throw him a party, and I'm torn.
Who's everyone?
I don't care if his parents and sister and friends and boss get mad at me for not having one, but I'm not sure if he really wouldn't love it if everyone actually does this for him. I want to have one for him, not a huge one. I'm thinking like 20 or 30 people.
It's kind of big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. My husband, by the way, always says that he doesn't want the attention on him, but I really truly believe there is a side to him that likes attention.
You believe that. See, here's the problem. I have a friend who is exactly like that. She hates attention, and anyone that knows her knows she hates attention. Her husband threw a surprise party for her. And everyone's like, don't do it, don't do it. And she was miserable, and she hated it.
Really? She's still mad?
Yes. Yes, she's like, I told you. But then there are those people who say, I don't want one, and then really do want one. So how do you know the truth?
Well, here's the thing. If they say they don't want one, then don't throw them one. And if they're mad about it, it's too bad. Then you should have said, yes, I want a party.
Mm-hmm. Be honest then.
Yeah.
Right.
Can't read your mind.
And if he doesn't want a party, why? If it's his birthday and he doesn't want a party, why would you even consider throwing him one?
Because of the peer pressure. That's kind of what
Then let them do it.
Okay.
Fine, you take the responsibility.
Yeah,
the blame.
Yeah, the party, the people that want it, it's not for your husband.
Right, they just want a party.
Them. Exactly. For them. Right. Why are you throwing something for us to celebrate for your husband?
Because they want to go to Spencer's Gifts and they want to buy
They want the Cheryl Ladd poster.
You know what?
Then is that still open?
The black light haunted house.
I think there's a Spencer at Mayfair.
Okay.
Is there?
Yeah.
Look at
I
that cool
so.
Ball. You put your hand on it and all the electric shocks go that way.
For it's me, so Kevin, cool. It was those board games with the half-naked woman. I would just walk by and look at those board games and go, wow, I don't feel so good.
For the 50th.
And that's when he was 30.
For the 50th, though, you're getting like Depends and Viagra. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had one fear when I turned 40 that someone was going to get that sign. Put it on my lawn.
Oh, like Lordy Lordy?
That is it. Lordy Lordy, look who's 40. I was so... That's the thing I... I don't care.
You wake up in the morning and there's like 100 flamingos on you.
I had that on my 40th. There was 40 flamingos.
But you were okay with it.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Angela, what do when your significant other tells you they don't want a party for their milestone birthday?
I would stay clear of a party, especially if he said that he didn't want one.
Okay.
Take it from me. I threw a surprise birthday party for one of my best friends for her 40th. And she was miserable the entire night. She didn't have a good time. And I felt terrible because I thought I was doing something nice.
Okay.
And it totally backfired.
All right.
The person that's turning 40 or 50 is the one that says no, then I suggest don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
That's what they want. I would just take them to do something they love to do and tell the friends to get over it.
Okay.
It's a bad idea.
Bad idea. All right. Thank you, Angela. Appreciate it.
There are two milestone birthdays that you can celebrate, 18 and 21. After that, you just think you're getting old. Mm-hmm. 30, I can't believe I'm 30. 40, I can't believe I'm 40. 50, I can't believe I'm 50.
Just celebrating
18 and 21,
alive.
You can do those. After that, you know,
90 is one to celebrate.
Yeah. 100, then you're just sitting there and someone's hand feeding you cake.
And you're going, why am I still alive?
And, you know, just, why I just want to go to the solarium and see the birds. Yeah.
Just for a few minutes, just though. Because it takes a lot. Kind of wears you out. All right, we got Chris on the phone. Chris, you want to talk about the milestone birthday. Do you think that she should or should not throw him a party?
Should not.
Okay. And why?
My 30th was a disaster. My 40th was disaster. I threatened bodily harm if anybody even thought about it for my 50th.
Okay. All right. Now, why were they a disaster?
My 30th was a disaster because my ex-husband decided he thought it would be fun to get a stripper.
For you?
For me.
Okay.
Okay.
What was her name?
Mary would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it so happened I knew the stripper because I used to date him.
Oh, my God.
Did your ex know that?
Yes, he found out. So it definitely turned into not the most pleasant situation.
So he found out beforehand and then got that guy?
No, he found out right then and there. Because I'm like, my God, what are you doing here?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It was hysterical.
Was he your ex at the time?
No.
Okay.
He didn't find out because the guy had a tattoo somewhere on his body of your name, did he?
No, no.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Wow, that's got to be one of the most awkward things I've ever heard. The stripper shows up
so
for your birth.
And so what? I was like, what are you doing here?
And so that when he started taking his clothes off, did you just say, I've seen it. I've seen
it
already.
Yeah, I'm good.
Leftovers
That's
again.
That's awesome.
Well, he didn't actually go through with it anything like that.
And then your husband was mad because he wanted his money back.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. All right, Chris. Thank you very much. So don't
That's too
throw
funny.
The party.
No, don't throw the party.
All right, we got it. Thanks, Chris. Oh, my God. The stripper shows up and it was her ex-boyfriend.
I can't even imagine.
And the husband who hired him just found out. Whoa, how do you know him? Oh, that's my ex. Shh, be quiet. The music's starting.